Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network. I'm Vincent Finelli. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello there, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Really well, and you?
I'm good, thank you.
Well, yep. I understand that the weather is causing problems, flooding out your way.
Not immediately where I am, but certainly in Victoria, yes. Yeah, the nearest place that's got real flooding issues to where we are. There's a town called Rochester, which is probably about 50 miles from here. But I'm very fortunate on the land where I am because it has a gradient. And the house was built about halfway up a valley, partway up a valley. So that means at the bottom of the valley, that's where the water runs through. And if you're going to build a house, you don't want to build a house at the bottom of a hill, and you don't want to build a house at the top of a hill. You want to ideally build a house about halfway up a hill, because if you build it at the top of a hill, then you're going to get affected by every wind and weather that comes along. There's no protection for that house. But if you build at the bottom of the hill, then you will get flooded at some stage. And there's just no question about that. And that is what is happening in Australia. People, they've chosen to build their townships. I think they probably do this in America as well. They build their townships on floodplains, which is their most stupid place to build a town that you could possibly imagine. And now the towns are flooding, and they're wondering why. It's mind-blowing. You think that people would think. And one town in particular that's had a lot of floods, I used to live in this town, and this town is called Yay. That's Y-E-A. And actually, you know, my sons and I, at the time, I would be driving and my sons would be in the vehicle with me. And we'd see the sign, Yay, and we'd go, Yay for Yay! Because that was when we started our journey out of homelessness and onto this place. And it was at Yay that I really began to put my life together, especially the Yay Family Caravan Park, which was a really nice caravan park. Now, it's not so nice. It's been flooded out. The residents were all evacuated, and I think that they'll have quite an expensive repair bill before they can open their doors again, Vincent. I used to live in that caravan park. It was a really nice place to live. It had a beautiful swimming pool. It had a nice playground for the children. It had its very own oak forest. How many trailer parks do you know that have their very own oak forest? You know, and it was just a lovely place to go for a walk. And it had a beautiful gazebo area, barbecues and, you know, nice parkland type setting. And now it's all under a layer of mud because they built the caravan park on a floodplain, on a flat piece of land next to a river. That's called a floodplain. And the floodplain did what floodplains do. It flooded. And now they're going to have to spend a lot of money to get that nice caravan park up and running again. Now, sorry, it's bad. Because, you know, it was quite a nice place to live. I was only there for maybe 4 or 6 weeks or something like that. But it was a nice place to live at the time, even though I was just in an old caravan. I was quite happy there. But, they actually built the whole town on a floodplain. The main street, flat as a pancake, the fuel station, you know, the gas station, flat as a pancake, and the whole town flooded. And, you know, this is normally their busiest time of year because they have basically just one industry in the whole town, and that's tourism. People come to see the river. They come to see the beautiful town. It is a beautiful town. And it's just this flat floodplain area surrounded by mountains. And really, you could not want for a worse area for a flood because the water came in on the river, it filled up the floodplain, and it had nowhere to spill away to because it's surrounded by big hills, which is partly what makes the town so picturesque. But it's not a good place to be when a big flood like that comes through. And that's what's happened. And it's really, really, you know, it's really sad. But, and it's sad that they're losing a good share of their annual income for the whole town because between the last halfway through December, school goes out. You go through the school holidays, Christmas holidays. And then they last until the 26th of January, which is Australia Day. And so you've got 6 weeks where basically nothing happens in the whole country except for tourism. People go on holidays. So this is smack bang in the middle of their busiest time of year. They get flooded out, and that means that those people are going to be losing a good portion of their income for the whole entire year. So you got people like fishing and tackle stores, you know, obviously the petrol station, cafes, you know, little fashion stores, you know, all these sorts of small country town stores that you get, and all of them would have been flooded out. All of them. It's just, but what can you do? And now that the latest is that the insurance industry is trying to pressure the government to buy up all of these houses and do I don't know what to them. You know, turn the whole place into a wildlife park or something. It's just because the insurance industry is basically saying we can't afford to do this. and they're jacking people's premiums up sky high, people are not able to afford their house insurance anymore because of, you know, these really, really steep premiums, especially in these sorts of flood-prone areas. And, I mean, there was a good reason why people built towns there back in the day, because they were flat, because it meant that the horses didn't have to work so hard going here, there, and everywhere around about the town. And so, you know, people like to build on flat land. People don't like to build on the side of a hill, because building on the side of a hill was a little bit more complicated. You've really got to know what you're doing. But once the house is built, it's definitely a better place to be, on the side of a hill. And it doesn't really take that much to, you know, figure out how to build on a hillside. You know, you can make a cutting into the hillside with, you know, drainage channels on either side. Or you can put stumps in. You can build a house on poles, you know, or stumps, depending on the gradient. It doesn't have to be very much of a slope. But as far as I'm concerned, Vincent, you should always build your house on a slope. And you should always find out where the 100-year flood line is. And you should not build below the 100-year flood level. You should take a look at where you're building and think to yourself, there's a river there and there's a big flat piece of land here. Might this actually be a floodplain? Because if it's a floodplain, it's going to flood at some stage. Even if it's above the 100-year flood line supposed to be, because that's what floodplains do. They flood. That is their reason for being. They absorb flood waters and they enable it to soak into the landscape. Does that make sense, Vincent? So it's floodplains are a really stupid place to put a house, in other words. Does that make sense?
Yep. So here in our neck of the Ozarks in Missouri, there are what's called low water bridges. And a low water bridge is nothing more than a concrete pad, let's say 40 feet wide, that is in the dip, the low point of a dirt road. And the idea is that if the creeks swell and there is flooding potential, the water will run to the low point, go across the concrete portion of the road, which is what's called the low water bridge. Most people think bridge is in the air. Well, this is just a concrete pad that has a dip in the concrete pad, and the water just runs across the road. And it doesn't wear out the concrete as it would wash out a dirt road. And some of these low water bridges, and some of them are on paved roads, and it will say, there'll be a sign that'll say water level, 1 foot, 2 feet, 3 feet, 4 feet, 5 feet. So you can see the sign typically, the water doesn't go more than 5 feet deep, and you can see the sign and the water level, and you can say, wow, the water's 5 feet deep, because you really can't tell how deep it is if you haven't been there before. So we have flooding here. And most people are smart enough not to build their houses in the lowest areas because they've seen over and over and over again that the houses get washed away. Cars get washed away trying to drive through these areas.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and calling in from West Virginia is Arjun. Welcome, Arjun.
Good morning, Vince. Good morning, Vince. Good to talk to you guys. So Vince, like, I have like a roof, and the thing is that like a roof, there is a utility room in that, like that the roof covers like a utility room, and then it covers like a carport. So I'm not so much, and it's leaking. So the thing is that, like, in the utility room, I have like my like those washer and dryer plugs. So the thing is that, like, so it's so the thing is that, like, it's a very small room, and the thing is that, like, what I have done is, like, I have pasted like that aluminium fiber thing that you can buy at Lowe's or Home Depot, you know, like that. I have done like the paste of the aluminium fiber on the roof, you know, like, but it is not stopping the leak. So I just don't know, like, what should I do? And it, this roof, this part of the roof, it is quite flat, you know, like it's not elevated, it's a little bit slanted, but it's almost flat, and it comes from this utility room and it goes to the carport. It leaks at the carport as well, but like it's not a big deal, you know, like we can avoid, you know, like it if it leaks on the carport, that's completely okay. But like in this utility room, like I have the washer and dryer plugs, and like I have the my main meters, you know, like where you can switch on the electricity in the house, that thing. So it's a little bit dangerous here for this roof to leak, this part of the roof to leak. So I was just wondering, what can I do to stop the leak? And I couldn't figure out the problem, you know, like it is all pasted, you know, like with aluminium I've pasted. I see the after the rain, the water is on top of the roof as well. So I'm not able to figure out from where the water is just coming in this room, you know.
Yeah. Okay. So here are my thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
You're using the aluminum-colored fibrous roof cement. Comes in a big pail. It might be 5-gallon bucket. You're using that to seal the roof. Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
A flat roof is always a problem. Always a problem. And they always leak. It's just a question of when. Typically, those kinds of roofs last about 7 years. They use them in the cities a lot in what's called row houses or townhouses. I'm talking about built around the 1890s, 1900, maybe 1910. So it's real common in cities for, you know, city housing for single-family row houses. Also in the countryside. But here's a couple thoughts, Arjun. If you wait until the water is off the roof, and or wait until it's almost off the roof and look for where the dip is, where the lowest point. That's probably where your leak is, right there at the lowest point. And then you need to actually build it up so that all the water runs off the roof. Now, here's something that's done in plumbing. When you install drain plumbing, the rule of thumb is to have a minimum of 1/4 inch of fall for every foot of run. So if you were to take a level and take a 4-foot level up on that roof and, the low side, just raise it up so that the level is level in the level bubble. Look at the bubble and get the level absolutely level. And then measure the height from the level to the roof. Okay? So if it's less than 1 inch for 4 feet, it's way too little, and the water is not going to run off fast enough. So then the problem is you would either have to raise the high end of the roof, you know, put some 2x4s down and raise it up, or lower the low end. Those are the only things I can think of to stop this, because you can temporarily stop it, but it's going to come back because the water is going to continue to sit in the low point, and it's going to be a little puddle there. And eventually it's going to wear a hole in the roof. They can keep patching it depending on how low that dip is. If it's, you know, 1/4 inch low, you can fill that in with that aluminized fibrous roof tar. You can do that. They make roll roofing. It's called 90-pound felt, 90-pound felt. And what it looks like is it looks like roofing shingles, but it's on a roll. And what you do is you roll that on the roof so that you overlap. You start at the low end, and you roll it and tack it down with trim strips and glue. Well, and the fibrous roof cement will hold it down as well. And you put a couple layers, keep layering it like shingles up toward the high end of the roof. And that might fix it. So look into rolled roofing. We can talk about this more when we come back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
USA News. news update. The sound of protesters in Israel, as it's been 3 months and people are questioning where are the hostages and what's being done to get them out. Israelis who are missing a loved one kidnapped by Hamas terrorists back on October 7th, protesting in Tel Aviv and setting up a long table with more than 100 empty white chairs with color pictures of those still being held. In other news, in light of the war in Ukraine and the war in the Middle East, it seems it would be a good idea to know where the U.S. Defense Secretary is. But we are learning more about his absence. Lloyd Austin, turns out, was in the hospital as the result of complications from a medical procedure, and he was even in ICU for a period. Problem is, he reportedly didn't inform the White House for a few days. He was hospitalized Monday, and reporters at the Pentagon first alerted to the situation on Friday. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Today,
God, you're
take my
when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. Arjun is with us in West Virginia, two USA Prepares instructors. And Arjun, there's another option, and actually there's several options. One is there's fabrics that are kind of a plastic type fabric that you could put down, and you could seal it with that roofing tar that you already got. Another is a metal roof, and you can buy sheets of galvanized metal roofing panels 12 feet long, and they are almost, well, 2 to 3 feet wide, depending on which ones you get. And you can put them down. They're corrugated. And you want to secure them with fasteners that kind of like a neoprene screw in the high spot so that they tend not to leak. And then you need to make sure you seal the seams as well, because that roof is really a low pitch. So those are my thoughts, but you need to fix that really soon. And it's hard to fix it when it's so cold. So you can't fix it when it's freezing, because the tar won't flow.
That is exactly right. Shingles, like if I try to put like shingles, would it be same cost as the 12 feet? You know, like the metal, you know, like the metal roof thing, would be the same cost.
When you talk about shingles, are you talking about composition shingles? Yeah, like three tab shingles.
Any sort of like shingles, you know, like that we can buy from Lowe's, Home Depot, you know, like shingles won't be.
No, and here's why. Here's why. The roof pitch is not high enough for shingles. You're going to need to have a continuous seal, like roll roofing. That's why I mentioned roll roofing. So with roll roofing, you start and you go a long ways, not from top to bottom, but from side to side. You unroll it, and it's got to be warm enough so that you don't crack the roll roofing. It's the same material as shingles, except it's in a roll. And so you unroll it from side to side, and then you overlap several inches. And in your case, I'd probably overlap maybe 4 inches with the next unrolling. And then you work your way up the roof. So you go side to side, and you work your way up the roof. Start at the bottom. And I would apply tar in between the overlap areas so that water won't work its way up the roof. Because you can have storms that blow the water upwards, too. So this is always going to be a problem, Arjun, because of the flat roof. Now, the other thing you can do is reframe on top and put more of a pitch. And that'll solve the problem permanently. But I haven't seen a picture of it. If you want to send me a picture, I'll tell you what my thoughts are. But you're on the right path to fix this before it gets worse. Because what will happen is the water will get in we'll call it the wood that supports the roof, and those joists will start to rot.
Mm-hmm.
They'll rot.
Yep.
And then your roof will cave in.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yep.
And by the way, I don't think you need a building permit to repair. You just need a building permit to build new. So if you make sure that all you're doing is repairing, you don't have to worry. And this is my belief. I'm pretty sure this is correct. I don't think you have to worry about, you know, telling the authorities you're going to fix your roof.
No. Here in West Virginia, you know, like, Vince, you know, like, you do whatever you want.
Yeah.
I mean, like, even if there are laws, people don't care.
it's kind of nice that way, isn't it? We don't have to worry about, you know.
Yeah, I mean, like, it is very nice. Like, yeah, I mean, like, when I was in New Jersey, you know, like, any small thing, you know, like, they will bark at you like anything. Like, all these authorities, they will bark at you like anything. Like, they will discourage you right there on the phone call. They're like, but here in West Virginia, it's the easy, quiet, you know, like, and you do whatever you want, you know. So there's like a,
You even have to have a license to have a dog in New Jersey.
Oh, here also, like, state has mandated, but nobody pays for it. You know, like, here, there are mostly people that live here, they are, like, rednecks. And they tell me that, like, they ask for a license, but nobody pays for it. You know, like, it's like,
I know a guy in Virginia, and he got license plates for his vehicle, and, you know, two license plates, and he said, you know, I'll just put one on each vehicle, so he bought one set of license plates and put them on two vehicles. And so, yeah, there's, you know, people have had it with all these rules and regulations. They really have.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. No, these are great options, Vince, and I will just research them. I will try, you know, like the roller thing. You know, like, I will try with that roller thing first, and then we will go on from there.
I think what you should, Arjun, what I would do is continue doing what you're doing with the aluminized fibrous tar. I'd do that first, find all the little leak points, especially where it dips. I would look there first, you know, the low points, and fill them in. And see if you can slow down or stop the leak. And then later in the summer, then put roll roofing down. That's what I would do.
Sounds good, Ben.
Send me some pictures, Arjun. And, you know, the class looks at you as the billboard man, you know, the guy to look up to for tackling these huge problems. You know, coming to this country, learning the language, navigating the rules and regulations, buying a house, becoming a landlord, working on electrical, plumbing, heating, cabinets, appliances, roofing, siding, zoning, neighbors, pets, all the things that you might want to write this book, Arjun, about what it's like, because, I mean, Arjun, you and I have exchanged emails back and forth about tenants and problems. And what's your reaction to all those things that I said might happen?
First of all, thank you very much for guiding through that whole process. It was like, tenants, they become worse and worse. They were doing drugs. They were cooking something called Substance 01, which is something like meth or something like that in the house. And their dogs were chasing the neighbor's kid. They went out and bitten like some of the kids, some of their aunts, you know, like they crossed the boundaries. So it was like hell, you know, they locked the doors during my inspection. They will lock the doors. They will not let me inside the rooms. Inside the door, they will put like 4 or 5 more tenants. So they collect the rent from these people, extra people who are not on the lease inside, and they will lock them inside the room when I will come for inspection. So it was so much like, and you know, like, I didn't know the whole court process and everything. So I had to, that's why even like in the night time, 2 o'clock, I will be writing you email. Now, what should I do? How should I go? So then go to the court process, you know, like learn the whole court process, and provide all the evidences to the judge. And then he said like, okay, then he evicted them like just in the next 2 days. So I mean like, so the thing is that like, so it is so horrible. Now, you know, like the thing is that like, if people come, then I'm able to recognize whether they will be able to pay for the rent or not, and they will cause more trouble. It's best to leave the house empty. I'm very, very okay with that. Leave the house empty than to have tenants in that. Like, they don't have bad tenants. You know, this is the experience.
There's like a rule, and that rule is tenants seem to lie. And they just flat out don't want to tell you the truth. And so when Arjun was looking at bringing some tenants in, I advised him to find out how many people would be living there and then charge an additional amount in the lease for each additional person. And I said, this is what happens. You start out with one, maybe a couple, and then pretty soon there's 3, 4, 5, 6 of them. And then Arjun asked me about pets. And I said, pets are not the problem. It's the owners of the pets that are the problem, because the owners will leave the pets in the house and they will relieve themselves and, you know, pee and poop on the floors, the rugs, and scratch the doors and the walls because they're hungry, thirsty, you know, neglected, or they're let loose and they terrorize the village. So it's not so much the pets themselves, it's the owners. And so I think you found out that you could say, okay, you can have one pet, and that's in the lease. And then additional pets are an extra cost each. And then I think you found out that not only do you have more than the tenants that were on the lease show up, but you had more than the one pet show up, right?
Yes. So they got like 4 more dogs. And they got like, actually, you know, like when Sheriff came to evict these guys, they were like 4 more extra people that were living in the house. And I asked them like, when did you move in this house? They told me that like they have just came here to pack the stuff for the guy, and they had like close to 8 or 9 bags inside the house. So there were 4 more people that were living extra in the house, and you like four more dogs. You know, like, yeah.
So, classes, this is a lesson. Tenants tend to lie. I know a gal who wants to rent part of her house on the East Coast. And so she put it on the internet that this is available, and it's just rent part of the house, but bring your own stuff, bring your own furniture and things like that. And a middle-aged woman came in. She, you know, hands on her hips. Where's my bed? And where's my sheets? Really? There's no sheets. There's no bed. You know, you bring your own. You know, you bring your own furniture with you. So people are demanding. They don't read. They become angry, and these are the last people that you want, because they tend to be more polite when you first meet them, and then as soon as they move in, then things get way worse. Is that your experience too, Arjun? They're more polite when you first meet them.
100%. You know, like, and you know, like even like and you know, like when you are talking to them, you know, like initially. You should have let them talk more, you know, like the more they talk, the more they will let you know, like, what are the problems with them, you know. so it's like, you know, like, you just have to recognize and just pray that you don't get bad tenants, you know, like, and you're like, I would rather be happy to leave the house empty, you know, like, I will pay for the extra cost, that's fine, but I don't want bad tenants, you know, like, so I mean, like, that's what it should be, because the thing is, like, for 1 month they left, they destroyed my property, there was trash everywhere on my whole property, the dogs trashed the house. I had to repaint the house again. I had to brush the whole carpet, you know, like use baking soda, you know, like that. So for 1 month I was completely just working on the house to get back into its original taste. So I mean, like, so there was so much trash in the house. I found like needles. They were doing drugs, and you know, like all these needles with which they do some sort of drugs and something like that. I found like some IDs which had like inmates IDs. So they had like some people who were coming out from jails, and they were also living there. So it went that bad, you know.
Arjun, we've got to run, but Arjun, thank you so much. Thank you so much for sharing your experience and warning the class about the problems with being a landlord and your roofing issue. If you can, send me a couple pictures, and I'll give you some advice. You know, through email.
Thank you so much, Arjun.
USA Prepares instructor in West Virginia. Gwyneth and I will be right back.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Wes, I have a comment on a commercial that we just heard. And Marjorie Wildcraft. I know Marjorie Wildcraft. She's been to our Get Prepared Expo. She's been on the air with us. I've interviewed her live, you know, live remote where we're sitting opposite each other at a venue. And so I know her. And she mentioned in her commercial that she volunteered on a project to get locally grown food into a school system. And she and I have never talked about this, but I know what happened. She found out that a school system is a closed system. You're not getting in. You're not going to get in. Even if you have the right intentions, you're not going to get in. You have to know somebody. You have to pay your way in. So what she wanted to do was absolutely legitimate. It was a great idea. Get locally grown food into a school and serve it to the children. What a great idea, right? It's impossible to do it. And she mentioned that it was a failure. Now, why is that? Because there are contracts that have already been signed with the producers. There's probably some backroom money, payoffs, bribes. You know, I'm just surmising. This is just, you know, my mind running amok. But that's what I think could happen and probably did happen, not with her, but with the others to prevent her from being successful. So if she was bringing locally grown food in, that would kind of displace some of the food that was brought in from the ultra processors. You know, the synthetic food, extruded food, you know, those kinds of things. So it was doomed to failure. However, it's not apparent until you try to crack that nut. It's not apparent that that's what it is. You think that, you know, we would think that we're going to do the right thing, locally grown food. What's better than that, right? No, it's impossible. Just like it's almost impossible to get fluoride out of the water. So I just wanted to mention that. And Arjun, when he called in, Arjun's a really, really, really bright guy. And he is experiencing the American dream. He is experiencing all of the pitfalls that you could possibly experience while attempting to try the American dream, to be successful through hard work and innovation and, you know, buying land and all those things and working on it yourself. He's doing exactly what I did when I was younger, you know, working as a computer jockey and in the evenings and in the weekends buying real estate, fixing it up myself, putting roofs, kitchens, and those kinds of things on. That's how I know the answers to these things, because I've done them. And it's a tough row to hoe, and you can shine up a place and you can make it look great, and then you can invite tenants to come in, and then within maybe a week they start destroying the place. That's what happens in many, many cases. Now, not all tenants are like that, but the ones that are struggling financially, the ones that get government assistance, that don't know how to do things, that don't know how to use tools, that don't know how to tell you that their faucet's leaking, that don't know how to prevent a toilet from clogging, the ones that run water on the floor from the bathtub, those kinds of things, they destroy houses. And then worse than that, their friends. Their friends come over and knock on the door and say, hey, I'm here, let me in. Huh, no one's answering the door. So then they rip the door off. I'm talking about the front door.
Oh, my gosh.
This is what happens. And I remember I worked exclusively with a realtor who would show me houses, you know, in the city, and I would look at them, and I ultimately, after a couple of years of working with her, I said, do you have anything in stainless steel? You know, something that I can, you know, once we evict the tenants, I can just bring in a fire hose and hose out the house. I'm serious. That's what I said. This is in the 80s.
Yeah.
Do you have anything in stainless steel? I'm not talking about appliances. I'm talking about walls, floors, doors, stainless steel windows, the whole nine yards, everything. Gwyneth, do you have any comments about what Arjun, you know, mentioned?
Yeah. I have a flat roofed house. It has a sheet steel roof, so it's not quite the... Now, corrugations are sort of like got more square-shaped hills and valleys than round-shaped ones. One thing that tends to happen with them, if they put the beams in and the beams have too long a span, what can happen is over time the weight of the roof can make the beams sag. It's just the weight of the roof that does that. And what I've found stops that. And then when it sags, the water pools in there and then you've got a leak. What I've found is a useful tip is this particular house has exposed beams. And I put I went up into the forest and found a bush pole with a Y at the top, and I made sure that it was the right length, and I brought it into the house and I installed it as a pillar directly below the leaking spot. So, and I wedged the roof beam up, and it only was about half an inch or an inch or whatever it was out, but it's just that bit of extra support pushed up the beam, stopped it from leaking. And it was all good after that.
Great point. Great point. So you put a post in and you jacked up the roof where it was sagging.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The dead doctors don't lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.